from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some listeners out to the east of the city of Pittsburgh are sending us some videos now from their cell phones of heavy, heavy rain. And there are flood watches east of the city, basically in eastern Westmoreland County, on for the morning hours. This storm system continues to lift, though, to the northeast, starting to pick up speed, too, which is good. But in the meantime, some issues with the rain. Again, this is east of the city of Pittsburgh. West and north, nothing at all.
Right, Larry. And the circulation of this part of the storm that's turning counterclockwise as it moves kind of north and east. Joe Lundberg told us a little while ago that it's moving much more quickly than it was before. I think it was dragging along at like 5 miles an hour in the Carolinas, but that has changed. So it won't keep raining forever. But I would say that if you're headed to the east on the turnpike, there's some really, really heavy showers right now north of Hagerstown.
So just a heads up, heading east in the meantime, new police body cam footage that was released is helping piece the timeline together on what transpired July 13th in an assassination attempt to former President Donald Trump. First, from CBS, Carissa Walken.
We are getting a new look at what happened moments before a would-be assassin fired shots at former President Donald Trump last month. CBS News has obtained body cam video showing a Butler Township police officer being hoisted up to the roof of a building where he spotted the gunman. The officer grabbed onto the ledge and hung on there for a couple of seconds before dropping back to the ground. He ran to alert other officers and grabbed his gun from his patrol car, where he described what he saw.
This close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me. He's straight up.
Seconds later, a Secret Service sniper shot and killed the shooter.
And here's some more of that body cam audio.
Is he hit? Is there a ladder? Is there a ladder there, Paul? Hey, someone on me.
No concerns. I need manpower.
Someone on me.
You need to lift you up?
Hold on. Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready. Next.
They're trying to get up there to get at crooks who apparently had been shot at that point.
Unbeknownst to them, he was already dead. But they didn't know that in that moment. And they had to go up and, of course, did and discovered that he was already died, shot in the head and laying on the roof.
Let me share one other clip with everyone. This is pretty frustrated officer who does a fair amount of cursing, so there's a lot of bleeps, but to give you some idea of the intensity of the emotion in that moment.
Before you just came up here, I popped my head up there like an idiot by myself, dude. He turned around, I fucking dropped, and I started.
Dude,
that's all I was calling out, bro. On top of the roof, we're not, we on the same frequency?
You good, bro?
Yeah, I know, I hear you.
We're watching.
I know, yeah.
I couldn't find it.
Subsequently, the Secret Service and the acting director put out this statement. The attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump was a U.S. Secret Service failure, and we are reviewing and updating our protective policies and procedures in order to ensure a tragedy like this never occurs again. Basically saying, because originally it sounded like they were throwing local police authorities, could be from the state police all the way down, under the bus, but they have taken responsibility because they were supposed to ensure that that building was covered.
Yeah, this was their show. The law enforcement, local law enforcement, was supportive, and were taking their cues from Secret Service.
So that, for a lot of people, answers a lot of questions. And I would imagine, you know, the local law enforcement, you know, in that moment, you heard the chaos and the threat, and you don't know what's going on in the moment. It's easy in hindsight to say, okay, you had one shooter, and that shooter was taken out by a sniper, but they didn't know that at the time.
No, that we're going to know a lot more after the task force that's meeting on this, the House panel that Mike Kelly, Congressman Kelly, is heading this thing up. We're going to know a lot more. He's talking about transparency. He's talking about giving people all the information that they can gather. They want to pass that along. In specific, he's concerned about the conspiracy theories that have already begun to circulate in the absence of any real facts. So that will be helpful. Don't know how long we're going to have to wait, but I'm glad to hear that a local congressman from the Butler area is going to be the one who's overseeing this panel.
Who was not only overseeing it, he was a witness.
He was a spectator. He was right there on the platform.
And I appreciate that it's a nonpartisan effort to just get to the truth and the facts.
Right.
And that's what we all want.
And a direct quote from Mike Kelly on this is, he does not want this to become, in his words, a political circus.
And that's greatly appreciated by many. We're going to have a major announcement about our Lifetime Achievement Awardee for our Hometown Heroes event, which is coming up Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont, and it'll be our 12th year. We just secured our Lifetime Achievement Awardee, and I think it's going to be universally accepted, and this individual is so deserving, and we are very excited to make that announcement, and we'll do that sometime in the near future. Meantime, we have nominations open for Hometown Heroes. If you find someone who's done extraordinary things in the community without looking for anything for themselves, we want to know about it. Go to kdkradio.com, look for the Larry's Hometown Heroes nomination page, and we appreciate any nominations. Meantime, this is it. The Olympics are coming to an end in Paris. For a update, go to CBS.
Team USA continues to add to its medal count. It was a surprise bronze on the track last night that's making headlines. American sprinter Noah Lyles seen struggling in what has been his signature event, the 200-meter race, crossing the finish line third. Lyles gasped for air and collapsed before being taken off the track in a wheelchair. The 27-year-old who has asthma says he has been struggling with COVID but decided to run anyway. He posted on Instagram, "Finally, I want to thank everyone for the supportive messages. I believe this will be the end of my 2024 Olympics. It is not the Olympic I dreamed of, but it has left me with so much joy in my heart." Also on the track, Team USA's Sydney McLaughlin Leverney is taking gold in the women's 400 meter hurdles, beating her own world record. The U.S. men's basketball team making a fourth quarter comeback after trailing Serbia for most of the semifinal game. They play France for gold on Sunday. The U.S. leading the medal count with 103, 30 of them gold.
And by the way, the ratings for NBC for these Olympics have been through the roof, setting some records. Medal events today include beach volleyball. I enjoy watching that.
And something I will enjoy watching is going to be the gold medal match in men's soccer. France plays Spain at noon. That should be really good. In women's basketball, Team USA will play Australia today at 11:30. And then moving on to Saturday, which is a big day for Team USA, they'll be playing France in the gold medal game in women's soccer. That'll be on in the afternoon around 3:30.
Also,
I apologize for that. They're going to be playing Brazil in the gold medal match at 11 a.m. I had that wrong.
And also, as we wrap up the Olympics, boxing, break dancing, canoe sprint. I didn't know we did canoe. I've never seen the canoe.
No, I didn't know about it either.
Let's see. Sport climbing. Have you seen this? Like in 5 seconds, these people go up like spider monkeys on these walls. It's unbelievable. Marathon swimming, table tennis. Did you see any of the table tennis?
Yes, I did.
How do these guys do it? Look like Forrest Gump.
They're savants. They're incredible.
Taekwondo, more track and field, weightlifting, and wrestling.
And to cap it all off on Saturday, by the way, in men's basketball, USA versus France in the gold medal game at 3:30. So there you go. Yeah,
they had to come from behind, as you heard, and win that game.
The women are going to play for gold in soccer. The men are playing for gold in basketball. Wonderful.
Here's the crazy part. LeBron James is actually wearing more gold than if he got the medal.
They had to come back. Serbia put a scare in those guys.
Serbia, of all places, you would say is a hotbed for basketball internationally. But, they had to come back and win that in the end. So this is it for the summer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Summer games this weekend, and coming up in Austria, the Vienna concert. Three concert cancellation for Taylor Swift. There's new information on why it was canceled and who's behind the plot.
17-year-old and 19-year-old with ties to ISIS?
Yeah, we'll have details right after the news. Coming up at the bottom of this half hour. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. There's a lot going on. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk about the Steelers with Bob Pompiani, and Robbie Ink Spikowski is going to join us
in
studio.
It'll be great to see him. Haven't seen him in a while. Hey, there's been a new arrest, I guess, in this terror plot in Austria targeting the Taylor Swift concerts that were all canceled.
Let's start with CBS and Carissa Wolken.
New disturbing details about the ISIS-inspired plot to attack a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna, Austria. Investigators say the main suspect confessed he was planning to die while killing as many fans as possible. Two other suspects, a 15 and 17-year-old, were detained. Swifties, many who traveled from across the world to see the concerts, took to the streets of Vienna in a show of solidarity. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
Welcome to the Eras Tour. The world's highest grossing tour in music history, stopped in its tracks by a terror threat. Authorities say a 19-year-old suspect pledged allegiance to the Islamic State last month and planned to pose as police, driving a bomb-filled car into crowds outside the stadium before attacking fans with knives.
Zusammengefasst kann man sagen, die Lage war ernst.
Austria's interior minister called the situation serious, saying a tragedy was prevented. Police say they combed through the teen's home and found machetes, knives, timers, and explosives. They also found bomb-making materials, according to a source familiar with the investigation, plus an emergency siren. Investigators believed that device would be used to get through security, with suspects disguised as law enforcement. Also in custody, a 17-year-old alleged accomplice who was working for a contractor at the concert venue.
Screaming by the day.
Throngs of fans took to the streets in solidarity. Would-be concert goers shaking it off, gifting friendship bracelets to police officers. Even without the shows, Austria's Taylor Nation still singing her lyrics in defiance.
As for the finale of Swift's European tour set for Wembley Stadium in London next week, the shows will go on. British authorities say there's no indication of any threat to her UK performances. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
And her popularity globally is absolutely stunning.
Off the charts in Europe, Larry. I have some more on the suspects, some more details to give you some idea of what we're working with here. The main suspect confessed he started planning this attack back in July. He's 19 years old. Just a few weeks ago, uploaded to the internet an oath of allegiance to ISIS, of all things. They say that he was radicalized in the direction of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. He thinks it's right to kill infidels. Wanted to carry out the attack outside the stadium, kill as many people as possible. When they raided his home, they found chemical substances and technical devices that indicated concrete preparatory acts, the words that they used to describe that. They also found ISIS and Al-Qaeda material at the home of the second suspect. The 17-year-old has refused to talk with authorities. He was employed a few days ago by a company that provides services at the venues of the concerts, at the stadium. What else do we have here? The 19-year-old quit his job, but said he had big plans. The other one broke up with his girlfriend, so there were some changes going on right before that. A 15-year-old who was in contact with both of these guys was interrogated, and there you have it. And there would have been $65,000 for each one of those shows in Vienna, Larry. That's terrible.
To give people an idea of how big Taylor Swift is as a draw. For instance, when she was here for two shows last summer at Acrisure, they had, 72,000 people in the stadium back to back. That's unheard. If you would have ever told somebody, hey, Taylor Swift is going to sell out Acrisure Stadium, 72,000 back to back, they'd say you're nuts.
Now, if I were the judge that had to handle this case, and I had the freedom to pick a sentence that I thought fit the crimes, well, you inconvenienced 195,000 people. So let's say that you get one day in prison, like, right? For every...
Right.
You'd be in prison for a long, long time. 534 years is what it works out to here, by the way.
Yeah, well, fortunately, like they were able to get to this plot before anybody was harmed. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the weather to the east. There are flood watch and flooding issues, and here in Pittsburgh, it's just basically overcast. Details coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. Big K Morning Show coming up right after the news at 8. Robbie Inks-Mikowski spent many years doing baseball. You would see him on the field doing interviews, Pirates. So wait till you hear what he's doing now. It's kind of interesting. He's got a new life, and he's writing a book, which I think he probably has a lot of good stories to tell.
It'll be good to see him.
Yeah, and we also, next hour, are going to talk to Bob Pompiani. Guess how many years Bob has been at KDK TV?
Over 40.
Yeah, 43 years.
Yep.
This is his 43rd year, and he's been doing the preseason games for a good chunk of that time, and he's got the game tonight.
When he says pumping ain't easy, he knows what he's talking about.
I love, he has an ability to dance, apparently, that was hidden for a long time till social media came and was prominent with TikTok.
Man, those dance videos, some of them are hysterical.
I know. People say, hey, Pop, he is one of the easiest people to talk to. You know, you have a conversation with somebody, he's just really a good guy. He's really easy to talk to and be around and does a lot of good. He has a charity golf event that's like 35 years.
One of the things
he's just had
that I like to do on the weekend is, I'm going to give him a plug. I like to listen to him do his little Saturday show. Comes on, I think at 11 o'clock on Saturdays over on The Fan. He's got a good show. Takes a lot of calls, passes along a lot of information.
He's different than most of the talk show hosts that do sports because you can't spend 4 hours talking about batting percentages and what we call the X's and O's in football. You got to have, you know, personality. And as Marty would say, some sports guys got to light their hair on fire to get attention and throw out hot takes. What if this? What if that? It's speculation. Yep. His show's more practical. It's comfortable to listen to.
As a fan, it's a fun show to listen to.
And
it's kind of like what you were describing earlier. It's easy to talk to. It's more like a conversation than anything.
And how about, I love Mike Tomlin this week. I know you got some clips of Mike this week, but here's a really short one. When he was asked this whole Brandon Ayuk, he's the receiver from the 49ers. They talked about maybe trading to the Steelers because they got George Pickens and not sure what the receiving core is like and, you know, yada, yada. That's the kind of speculation you get all day. So the other day they asked Coach before practice, say, Coach, what about making that trade?
You know, I'll let you guys speculate on that.
And the smile, the smirk that was on his face was priceless. Play the camp cut again where he's talking about the intensity of the competition at training camp.
Good. You know, we're here to develop. You know, you can't box without sparring is the analogy that I use. We play an intense game, competitive game. I'm not doing these guys justice if I don't create an environment that is reflective of what's waiting on us.
He is such a good orator. Yeah, I love the fact that, and he's right, you can't box without sparring or you're going to get, you know, your bell rung.
In so much words, for being a player's coach, right? I mean, there are some coaches that believe that the training camp shouldn't be, you know,
be
a place
like
where people get hurt, right?
Some teams, maybe they think it's like sending the players to Nemacolin Woodlands Resort. It should be a little more intense. Well, it'll be fun to see. We're not going to see Russell Wilson tonight or some of the other starters on defense in particular. But
there will be some first-team reps early on, and that will include Justin Fields. And there's a lot of interest in Justin Fields.
And this new kickoff, which we're going to ask Bob Pompiani about. All coming up on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.